Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
If you look up the word narcissist in a dictionary,
narcissist, an extremely self-centered person who has an exaggerated sense of self-importance.
Narcissist, you'll find a lengthy definition describing someone who always makes themselves the focus of everyone's attention. A person who makes whatever situation you're going through about them. A person who can commit serious crimes, then later turn around and claim to be the victim.
Narcissists may play the victim if they believe they gain something from it.
Well, in June of 2021, Bravo's Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Jen Shaw makes a public declaration to the judge in her criminal case. A criminal case accusing her of masterminding an elaborate scheme to defraud thousands of people out of millions of dollars. And from about as far left field as a person can come from and still be on planet Earth, Jen states to the judge, regarding the criminal case against her, that, quote,
"I was the victim of multiple crimes by an individual known to me, who stole money from me, violated an order of protection issued by a judge, and assaulted me, causing my physical injuries."
A quick note before we go on. I know this sounds a lot like the real Jen Shaw, but it's actually an actor reading from a declaration Jen Shaw wrote to the judge. You'll hear more of this kind of thing throughout the season. Anyway, Jen Shaw continues now, writing about some guy who supposedly assaulted her.
"He was arrested for, among other things, stealing from me in New York County, New York. The arresting officer was a detective at the New York Police Department. After his initial arrest and arraignment, a judge issued a temporary order of protection which required the individual to stay away from me. He did not stay away from me, and instead physically assaulted me on March 27th in 2017 in Salt Lake City, Utah, causing physical injuries documented by photographs and a trip to the hospital."
So Jen Shaw is being prosecuted for federal crimes. Then suddenly she flips the script, bringing up something she says happened to her that literally has nothing to do with what she's being charged with. It seems like she just wants to play the victim at this point. Sounds a lot like the definition of a narcissist, right? But what does any of that have to do with the many criminal exploits of con artist Jennifer Keikalani Shaw? Simply put, everything. I'm Jonathan Walton, and this is season 4 of Queen of the Con, The Unreal Housewife, episode 1. I couldn't take my eyes off her.
Jen, are you gonna be okay?
Yeah, I just gotta go figure out what's going on.
What's going on?
I just got a phone call and Shreve Steiner's in the hospital.
It's March 30th, 2021, Salt Lake City, Utah. A fleet of black SUVs and a Sprinter van have haphazardly pulled up in the middle of a strip mall parking lot. Bravo's Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is shooting season 2 of their show. They're outside a shop called Beauty Lab and Laser, owned by cast member Heather Gay. But one of the show's most outspoken stars, Jen Shaw, is in full panic mode. She's the picture of Hollywood glam, with professionally braided hair and glitzy makeup, clad in a dark brown fur coat. I'm really hoping it's fake fur, but I don't think it is. Regardless, Jen Shaw is scrambling now to leave set after supposedly receiving a disturbing phone call about her husband.
He has internal bleeding, so I need to go. They're like, are you still in Salt Lake? But yeah, we're still here.
Let us know if you need anything.
Okay, I will.
So Jen jumps into a pickup truck with a driver and starts speeding down the highway. 10 minutes later, federal agents with Homeland Security and officers from the New York City Police Department descend on that strip mall parking lot.
We're looking for Jen Shaw.
She just left.
Wow, they have like SWAT team and stuff. What the heck?
In the end, agents in unmarked vehicles suddenly appear behind that dark gray F-150 Jen's being driven in, and she gets pulled over and unceremoniously arrested, handcuffed in a random parking lot on the side of a cold and dusty Utah road. At this point, Jen Shaw is accused of scamming millions and millions of dollars, and dozens of police officers and federal agents want her behind bars.
And she might have had things in place knowing this was coming because so many of her co-defendants were already arrested and already going through the process. She knew that one day the feds were going to come knocking at her door.
That's the amazing Emily D. Baker, a former prosecutor with the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office, who's now the internet's go-to legal analyst and host of the hugely successful Emily Show podcast.
And you were the only female on an all-male water polo team.
I was. I played water polo in high school, and at the time, our high school did not have a women's water polo program.
I imagine it took some talk and convincing to allow them to put you, the only female, on an all-male team. Like, how'd that go down?
I can be very persuasive.
And that's what made Emily a force to reckon with in the DA's office. And it's what makes her an extremely insightful legal analyst. Add to that, she's a huge fan of the Housewives franchise. She's got the pop culture equivalent of a PhD in this stuff. And as you can probably tell, I never even went to Housewives elementary school. Before this season of the podcast, I never saw a single episode. But Emily, she's a Bravo Rhodes Scholar with a concentration in Jen Shaw.
Jen Shaw is quite a character, and she was in for all of the seasons, most of the scenes. She was driving storylines towards her.
You're gonna go with Mary, who her grandfather?
Only Jen Shaw would scream that in a restaurant.
What is that about? Is she having sex with her grand? Did she marry her grandfather? What's the story?
It was very much a moment. So one of the other housewives in the first two seasons before she left ran a church in Utah. And her grandmother had been the head of the church. Her grandmother passed, and Mary Cosby married her grandmother's husband. So he is her step-grandfather, not her biological grandfather. And it was a very interesting part of the first season of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. So Mary was, in fact, married to her step-grandfather. It is interesting.
It's like a reverse Woody Allen.
I mean, with their age gap, it just felt very strange and kind of surreal to watch. And then to see that thrown in Mary's face by Jen was a very weird moment.
But Jen Shaw is the master of weird moments. Everything she says and does is just so outrageous, you can't look away. And Emily thinks that might be by design.
It felt to me, as someone who's watched Real Housewives since the very beginning of Orange County, that Jen kind of took notes from the housewives that were the mainstays of different franchises and made sure that she was bringing that on screen, bringing the drinking, the fighting, not afraid to say things that were absolutely outrageous, getting mad, but then apologizing so people would still film with her.
She watched all the other seasons of Real Housewives, studied them, figured out who the breakout stars are, and then became an amalgam of all of those personality traits herself.
I think so. This was a calculated, curated persona.
But here's what I can't figure out. When Jen Shaw is sitting on that Sprinter van on the day where she eventually gets arrested by the feds, she gets a phone call and then gets a panicked look in her face and tells her fellow cast members the call was about her husband, Sharif Shaw, who everyone, including Jen, calls Coach because he's a football coach at the University of Utah.
He has internal bleeding, so I need to go. They're like, are you still in Salt Lake? Yeah, we're still here.
Let us know if you need anything.
Okay, I will.
So at this point, I'm thinking it's the feds who made that call to Jen to trick her into going somewhere where they'd be waiting to arrest her. I mean, they do that kind of stuff all the time.
In season 3 of Queen of the Con, when we did Danielle Miller, federal agents tricked her into opening her door by having the lobby call up and say, there's something in the lobby, it's an emergency, come down quick. And as soon as she opens the door, they rush in, throw her up against the wall and cuff her. What do you know about that phone call? Was that federal agents calling to trick her into going home so they could arrest her?
Oh, there's no way federal agents called her to lure her to come home because we know they were en route to the parking lot because they show up there so quickly thereafter. So we know a team showed up and did the search warrant at her house, and then a team showed up and did the search warrant at Stuart's house, all at the same time.
Stuart is Jen's assistant, one of them anyway. In season 1 of the show, Jen claims she had 7 others.
And they try to have multiple teams to hit locations at the same time so that somebody doesn't get tipped off. The feds are trying to avoid the circumstance that happened here where somebody gets a phone call and then has time to take off. That's what they don't want to have happen. They want to try to take everyone into custody almost simultaneously and execute the search warrants. When you're looking at fraud cases, one of the concerns is they can call somebody and have computers wiped, have evidence destroyed remotely. So they don't want people getting tipped off early that this is going down because it might actually hamper their investigation. They want to secure the person away from their cell phones immediately, and they want to secure all the tech devices immediately.
That phone call she got, was that someone on her side, quote unquote, trying to warn her?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
As you know, the world can be a dangerous and unpredictable place. With every case I've studied, I've learned one thing. Your best line of defense is your vigilance and preparation. That's why I recommend SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security Systems of 2024 by U.S. News & World Report. They've got sensors that you can place on your doors and windows to detect break-ins, fires, and even floods. They also offer a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras so you can see what's going on inside and outside your home anytime, day or night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There are no contracts, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/queen. That's simplisafe.com/queen. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
That phone call she got, was that someone on her side, quote unquote, trying to warn her?
I think she was absolutely getting warned. It could have been somebody that saw federal agents at the house. I'm not sure who was on the phone, but I am very confident that it wasn't Coach going to the hospital with internal bleeding. That was all a lie that she made up.
She just made that up on the fly.
On the spot, and in a way that others wouldn't question her. Once it's like, my husband's going to the hospital, he has internal bleeding, the other women aren't going to ask that many questions on camera, and you could see it, because Bravo editing is so cheeky, you could see her side-eye the camera. It wasn't because she just got word that her husband was going to the hospital, because Jen would generally lean into something like that for a storyline. Most housewives would. She turned off her mic pack and looked at where the cameras were, because the information she was getting are the feds are raiding your house and Stuart's house. And that's when she decided to leave. I don't think she wanted to be arrested on camera.
There's so many different tentacles to this scam that they wanted to get everyone at the same time. And even as hard as they tried and as many people as they put on it, still someone was able to sneak away and call Jen and say, hey, run, they're coming for you.
I have to wonder if she thought being on Real Housewives insulated her a little bit, like almost, I'm a public figure now, why would you do this to me? Not realizing that the feds love to make a spectacle out of somebody, like you become the lesson. It's like, oh, you have a higher profile? Good. We're going to remind everyone that this is what you can't do. So we'll go ahead and use that profile to make a high profile arrest. They're not going to shy away from that.
Thank God Jen Shah ended up being a con artist, because she really helped put Salt Lake on the map.
That's Zach Peter, host of the podcast No Filter with Zach Peter. He's kind of a housewives expert.
Well, I'm the housewives expert, Jonathan. Not only do I watch all the housewives, but I know most of them. I've interviewed all of them. And every time you see a headline about a housewife, it's probably because they spilled some tea on my show.
The Real Housewives franchise has been a cash cow for Bravo ever since it premiered nearly 20 years ago.
Most people don't realize, like, Bravo used to, like, show soft porn back in the day. And then eventually they started to build out their culture programming and then happened to do Real Housewives of Orange County, which was really just to look at some affluent women that lived in the OC.
Image is everything in my world.
And from there, it kind of just continued to build. And then they brought Atlanta and New York and New Jersey. And every time they brought a new franchise, it got more and more outlandish. And we started getting the table flips and the leg throws and all of that sort of stuff.
They throw legs.
Legs. There was one with the prosthetic leg. And she, in the finale, threw her prosthetic leg across the room.
The only thing that is artificial or fake about me.
She threw her leg.
Her actual leg.
And did she hop on out after?
I think somebody eventually picked up the leg and gave it back to her so that she didn't have to hobble on out.
they say this is the last straw. I mean, this is the last leg.
I mean, and now we're in a great time where there are so many crazy legal scandals that are making it even more culturally relevant.
Enter The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City in 2020, Bravo's 10th Real Housewives franchise.
A quick lesson on how to be a good Mormon. Don't drink, don't swear, treat your body like a temple.
Why do a housewives in Salt Lake City, Utah?
I feel like Salt Lake, they did it for the Mormon aspect and for like the polygamy side of it. You know, I think they thought they would find some interesting housewives and they knew they wanted to branch out. And so they just figured Salt Lake was the best place to explore, you know, a niche community. And we see a lot of the Mormon stuff. We see a little bit of the open relationship stuff.
But from the very first day of shooting The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, there was one woman who quickly stood out from the rest.
You can't buy the tits because my plastic surgeon retired.
Jen Shah was the breakout star of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Shut up about Mary! I don't give a f***! Do you understand?
She was the one that people recognized because she had such a big personality and such an infectious personality, right? She gave good sound bites. She knew how to give good interviews. She knew how to bring the drama.
Do you, bitch? Do you hope she's okay?
How did Jen Shah portray herself on Housewives?
I think Jen Shah really wanted us to believe that she was a very successful businesswoman. She had multiple businesses that was bringing in all of this money to fund this affluent lifestyle that she was trying to portray on the show. And on top of that, she was a stellar mother. You know, she was raising two boys. She was a devoted wife. So she really tried to sell us on her being the every woman, the, you know, the superwoman, really. And she could juggle it all. And that's what made her an authority and the perfect housewife.
But it turns out the perfect housewife is not so perfect. In fact, her origin story is fraught with ridicule, racism, and an overwhelming urge to show them all.
My name is Amy Jones Glenn, and I'm from Orem, Utah. I went to school with Jen. In Mountain View High School, you could pretty much recognize, you know, everybody. You kind of shared, everybody had the same classes together. We'd fit in one picture, you know, that senior class picture.
Amy's right. I'm posting that senior class picture at Queen of the Con on Instagram so you can see the entire graduating class of Mountain View High School does actually hold in one photo. See if you can spot Jen Shah. She was born Jennifer Keikalani Louie on October 4th, 1973 in Provo, Utah, about 40 miles south of Salt Lake City.
So in Utah, there's basically three pockets. There's the Ogden area pocket where Hill Air Force Base is, and then there's Salt Lake Valley, which I would say is the epitome of the Mormon church. On the east side, that's where the leaders of the Mormon church live. And they seem to be sort of the intellectuals, and they look down on Utah Valley.
And while Jen is Mormon, growing up in Salt Lake City, she doesn't look like the other Mormons at all. She's of Tongan and Hawaiian descent and has darker skin than all her friends and classmates at school.
There was a huge, huge lack of diversity. Everyone was white. There were not a lot of people that had any sort of color to their skin. She was exotic, I would say, compared to all of the white Mormon kids, and completely different than almost everyone at the high school.
And even before high school, navigating that all-white Mormon culture was painful for Jen.
So Orem Junior High School had a reputation for being a very rough school. People were mistreated. My sister, when we first moved up to Utah, she was made to sit on the floor of the bus by people who lived down the street. So these were people we went to church with. These were people who were good Mormons who came from good families. My sister had glasses and braces and was going through the ugly duckling stage. And these neighbors, these good kids, made her sit on the floor of the bus and they spit on her.
Why?
They just picked on her.
But Jen gets picked on for an entirely different reason, her skin color. Jen's own aunt has said publicly on that ABC News Hulu documentary, The Housewife and the Shawshocker, that Jen's life as a young girl growing up in Utah was rough.
I remember her on one afternoon coming home from school. I noticed that her skin was just bright, had a bright, bright, bright red tint to it. And she said, I scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed and it won't come off. And I said, what are you talking about? What won't come off? And she said, the kids at school are calling me dirty and I'm trying to scrub it off. It won't come off. And they saw her as different enough to ridicule her and make her feel different and feel less than.
But to Jen's credit, she quickly figures out a way to rise above all the racism surrounding her and goes on to become one of the most popular girls in high school.
The first time I remember seeing Jen was when we were at an assembly and out came this tiny Polynesian girl with this beautiful long hair, and she seemed to have a look of uncertainty in her eyes. And when she danced, everybody went crazy because she was such a great dancer. And everyone else was white and couldn't dance. And Jen was the center of attention. All eyes on her, cheering, applause, screaming. It was like you'd think the Beatles were in the gym. She was that popular, that fun to look at, to watch. We couldn't get enough of her.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
So you were kind of like, were you like a fan? You say it was like a, like she was like a celebrity. Were you like one of, were you one of the people cheering?
I played the cello and did ballet, and I was probably too refined for that. But secretly, I couldn't take my eyes off of her. It was so fun to watch. I probably would never have admitted that. And I don't know why, but everybody loved this. You know, when someone's a good dancer, it captivates you. I can still see in my mind's eye this insecure girl, shy even, walking in the auditorium, and just that look in her eye of insecurity. And then the lights came on, the music came on, and that girl danced, and everyone loved it. We couldn't get enough of it. It could have just been Jen by herself, and we would have been clapping and screaming and cheering and wanting more. And maybe that's why she liked it. Maybe that was the beginning of, I'm different, everybody likes me, and I'm special, more special, popular, cool, cheerleader, short skirt, long hair. But still, there was this almost magical or wonderment in her eyes, like, why is everybody cheering for me? Like, what? This is, I'm just Jen. And I think that kind of evolved into a confidence and an expectation where she kind of came into her own, where she fit into that role of popular, and there were accolades for what a fun person she was to see and be around.
And she was a cheerleader in school. Like, she'd go to all the games, and that's how she would dance, as part of the cheering?
Front and center, because she was the only one that could move. She was the only one that had any rhythm. She was the squad. She was the cheer team.
Jen Shaw was so popular in that high school and apparently made so many lifelong friends that even to this day, in light of the scandal currently engulfing her, most of her classmates are refusing to talk to me. We reached out to a bunch of them and got radio silence. Some even take to Facebook, commenting publicly on the Mountain View High School alumni page about our efforts to locate Jen's former classmates.
So, how many of us received an email asking us to spill dirt on Jen? I'm not a tea-spilling kind of girl. Jen and I moved in different circles, but I always thought she seemed fun and nice.
I got one. I'm assuming they sent out mass messages and somehow got a list of Mountain View High School graduates. I was planning on ignoring it as well. Not interested in the least in giving them any sort of information for their expose.
I'm with you. I met Jen in elementary school, and the last I'd seen her was our 5-year reunion. I still think of her as the very young girl from high school.
I got one as well. Not interested in becoming a professional gossip myself. I figure someone probably would, though.
But there's one former student in that alumni group who's refusing to talk for an entirely different reason.
I would never say anything about Jen. She scares me.
Maybe this woman watches The Real Housewives and knows all too well how combustible Jen Shaw can be.
Because you're an evil-ass bitch that is pissed off because her membership at Facetune ran out.
I do think that Jen's crazy temper and belligerence probably have something to do with her childhood, the racism, the teasing, the being Mormon of it all. Jen's high school classmate, Amy Glenn, knows all too well the rigor of that kind of life.
Are you Mormon?
Yes. I have 6 children living in Utah Valley, which is often referred to as Happy Valley, which is predominantly Mormon. The things that are normal about the world are viewed as wrong here in this valley. This is a different world for women. We live in a very patriarchal society where you are absolutely supposed to follow the man's lead. You bow your head and say yes to the man. And that's how I was raised with my father. That's how I was expected to be with my husband. That's how I was. That was it. It was complete submission. I tried with everything that I had to follow his lead.
There are more than 6 million Mormons living in the United States right now, and a sizable chunk of them reside in the state of Utah, because Brigham Young founded Salt Lake City, and he was the second leader of the Church of Latter-day Saints.
How would you describe Mormonism to someone who's never heard of it?
Mormonism is an extremely family-oriented, time-consuming, money-consuming investment. And the emphasis is on pre-Earth life and where you're going to go when you die. And that families can be together forever, and we should have large families, and we pay 10% of all of our income back to the church. You go 3 hours to church every Sunday, and then you have a couple of hours of youth activities during the week. You're very committed to this lifestyle of, you didn't wear sleeveless clothes. You didn't wear two-piece swimsuits. You didn't wear short shorts. You were supposed to be modest, and you didn't swear. You were, you know, expected to not drink, not smoke, be morally clean.
Mormonism actually began in Western New York in the 1820s, when a man named Joseph Smith is said to have dug up some golden plates from a nearby hill inscribed with strange writing that looked hieroglyphic. God is then said to have helped Joseph Smith decipher those golden plates and write,
"The Book of Mormon."
Have you ever seen that musical, The Book of Mormon?
No, I have not.
I saw it, and it was brilliant. It was hysterical. It was amazing.
I believe.
And all these things are in lyrics of songs that the audience is laughing, thinking, oh, this is so funny. But like, it's true. Like, that's what Mormons believe, right?
Yes. And when you say it like that, it really does sound over the top, but it is exactly spot on. You, as a member of the church, are expected to not look up anti-Mormon information. You're expected to only explore the things that the prophets and leaders have said, to listen to anti-Mormon sentiment. You would be running the risk of endangering your testimony of the only true church on earth.
And Jen Shaw is a member of the only true church on earth, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for most of her life. But in the 1990s, she attends the University of Utah and meets the man who would become her husband and the father of her children, Sharif Shaw. And ultimately, it's her marriage to Sharif that prompts Jen to walk away from Mormonism altogether.
My husband Sharif is Muslim, but I was raised Mormon, and that's all I knew until 5 years into my marriage. I'm like, "Hey, Sharif, why don't you convert to Mormonism?" And he was like, "Are you kidding me? They didn't accept black people into the Mormon church until like 1970-something. That's when I started questioning, you know what? I cannot sign up for a religion that didn't accept my husband and my kids. That's the point when I was like, okay, I'm converting to Islam. Assalamu alaikum, bitches.
Jen Shaw is correct. Up until the 1970s, African Americans were persona non grata in the Mormon church. And the Book of Mormon musical confirms that fact.
And I believe that in 1978, God changed his mind about black people.
Anyway, As a teenager, Jen works as a nanny for a doctor. And on the weekends, she models at local fashion shows and does photo shoots for various magazines and online publications. But while attending the University of Utah, Jen gets pregnant and eventually drops out to help support her husband, Sharif, who's in law school at this point. In 2006, Jen starts working in the telemarketing industry, and she quickly rises up the ranks, eventually starting her own company, and she starts making a lot of money. And it's her wealth and lavish lifestyle that gets Bravo's attention when they start casting for The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City in late 2019. And Jen starts building her team.
My job with Jen Shah was styling her and also creating, designing, and sewing looks for her. A lot of the things that she needed for her Bravo life, pretty much.
Koa Johnson is a fashion designer and stylist who Jen hires to help her create the image you see on The Real Housewives. He had eyes and ears on everything Jen was up to. He's also one of the reasons she got caught.
I remember one time Stuart screwed up on some kind of transaction or lost like about $8 million. And Jen was very upset and she came down to the office late at night with Coach, and they were both yelling and screaming at him, asking him where their money is.
What Koa Johnson is about to share has never been shared with anyone before, and it's insane.
Would you call her a con artist?
I would just call her a con. She's not very much of an artist.
Next time on Queen of the Con.
And Koa handled this shit.
Who do you think recorded that video and released it?
That's a good question. I know, everybody wants to say it's me. It's definitely not me.
Being an employee of Jen Shah is truly a terrifying experience.
Going through abuse and being assaulted the entire time and berated the entire time. Her life was in shambles. She was in chaos constantly. It was a complete nightmare. And my colleagues had to go through it myself. A lot of the people around us had to suffer her wrath.
Looking back, did Jen Shah scam you?
Yes, she did.
Portions of public statements from court records and from social media posts were dramatized verbatim in this episode. Queen of the Con, The Unreal Housewife, is a production of AYR Media and iHeartMedia, hosted by me, Jonathan Walton. Executive producers, Jonathan Walton for Jonathan Walton Productions, and Aliza Rosen for AYR Media. Written by Jonathan Walton. Segment producer, Gregory Harvey. Senior associate producer, Jill Pashesnik. Coordinator, Milena Krolieski. Sound design by Tim Mulhern. Edited and mixed by Tim Mulhern. Supervising producer, Victoria Cheng. Audio engineer, Justin Longerbeam. Studio engineer, Maximo Abraham. Mastered by Victoria Cheng. Legal counsel for AYR Media, Gianni Douglas. Executive producer for iHeartMedia, Maya Howard. Voice acting by Courtney Hetrick, Milan Faxas, Milena Krolieski, Alyssa Heimrich, and Christine Goldstein. If you're enjoying Queen of the Con, click that share button and send it to your friends and family. Also, if you can, leave us a 5-star review. Reviews really help other listeners find us. Court records, police records, the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, victim interviews, interviews with investigators, ABC News, Time Magazine, Us Weekly, TMZ, People, Access Hollywood, and Bravo's Real Housewives of Salt Lake City were the sources used for this season of Queen of the Con.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.